The goal of what the Arnon Eber called Project Jotunheim and what everyone else called the Wannsee Invocation was what we today designate the opening of a Class 4 gate, a large bidirectional bridge to another universe, where the commutative operation, opening gates back to our own, is substantially easier. A bridge big enough to take tanks, bombers, U-boats. Can you spell Counter-Strike? We're not sure quite what their constraint requirements were, or what the Wannsee Invocation was intended to accomplish, but they'd have been pretty drastic. Wannsee cost the Nazi state a greater proportion of its wealth than the Manhattan Project cost the US, and would have had similar or bigger military implications if they'd succeeded. Of course, their spell was grotesquely unoptimized. You could probably do it with a budget of £1 million for equipment and only use a couple of sacrifices if you had a proper understanding of the theory. They tried to do a brute force attack on the problem and failed, especially when the Allies got wind of it and bombed the crap out of the big Sol capacitors at Peenemünde. But that's not the point. They failed, and those deaths, all 10 million or so of the people they murdered in the extermination camps that fed the death spell, didn't suffice to pull their heads out of the noose. Mo shivers.
That's horrible.
She stands up and walks over to inspect the tea. Needs more milk. She leans against the counter next to me.
I can't believe Hilbert would have cooperated with the Nazis willingly on that kind of project.
He didn't, and when the Allies found out, they, demilitarized Germany with extreme prejudice. In the occult field, anyway. None of the Arnon Eber SS researchers from the Numerical Analysis Division survived. If the SOE death squads didn't get them, it was the OSS or the NKVD. That's what the Helsinki Protocol was about. Nobody wanted to see systematic mass murder of civilians adopted as a technique in strategic warfare, especially given some of the more unpleasant and extreme effects the weapon Arnon Eber SS were working on could give rise to, like collapsing the false vacuum, or letting vastly superhuman alien intelligences gain access to our universe. This stuff made atom bombs and ballistic missiles look harmless.
Oh, she pauses. Which is why what happened to me is impossible, right? I think I begin to see. Curiouser and curiouser.
I'm going to Amsterdam next Monday, soon as I've booked a flight, I say slowly. Want to come along? I feel like a real shit. Andy told me I would, and Angleton ground the message home. But it doesn't help any as I tell her half the reasons why I'm going to Amsterdam, the half she's cleared for. The Rijksmuseum has an interesting basement, I say lightly. It's off-limits to Civ, to people who don't have need to know on the Helsinki protocols. The thing is, Holland is part of the UNTEL agreement, a treaty group that provides for joint suppression operations directed against paranormal threats. I'm not allowed to visit the USA on business without a specific invitation, but Amsterdam is home territory. As long as it's official and I've established a liaison relationship, I can call for backup and expect to get it. And if I want to examine the basement library, well, it's the best collated set of Arnon Eber SS memorabilia and records this side of Yad Vashem.
So if you get a hankering to go look at some old masters and disappear through a side door for a couple of hours...
Exactly.
Bullshit, Bob.
She frowns at me, eyebrows furrowing.
You've just been lecturing me about the history of this bunch of Nazi necromancers. You obviously think there's some connection with the Middle Eastern guys in Santa Cruz, the one with the weird eyes and the German accent. Your flatmates have just been telling me how safe this house is and how all the wards have just been updated. If you're afraid of something, why not just sit tight at home?